You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
It's amazing. This guy is with a group, and they just decided to knock on this particular door and then ask the man, you know, about his rent. Listen.
Hey, I'm just wondering how much you pay for rent here.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it's kind of personal.
I'm paying $1,200.
Yeah, oh, and you don't own it? You pay $1,200 here? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There you go.
What is this?
Oh, that's for your next rent payment. You said $1,200, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, I've been praying about this. I don't have rent money for tomorrow.
Are you serious? Well, there you go. Now you have it. I know it's really hard to believe. But yeah, it's the 30th. I figured.
Angel?
No, I'm just, I have a YouTube channel. And today we're actually knocking on strangers' doors and then offering to pay the rent.
I'm in the middle of job transition and it's been tough for me. I've always paid my rent on time and just things happened wrong.
Yeah,
the last
of course.
2 months, the company I worked for got sold out and we were basically left out on the streets, literally. Even this morning, I told my nephews that, you know, the last thing that I can have that will not give up is hope. That's the last thing I'll give up. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to take this because I know it's coming.
Yeah, of course you can. I'm so glad I picked.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I've got history to explain. Oh, if only history was explained like this when I was back studying history in school 100 years ago. It was in 1962, a 16-year-old by the name of Miguel fled Cuba wearing a jacket his mother hand-stitched from cleaning rags. He arrived alone in America. Hamburger was his only English word. 5 years later, Miguel married a teenage mother and adopted her 3-year-old son, little Jeffrey Jorgensen. Now, Miguel gave Jeffrey the skill and confidence to survive and thrive. He also gave Jeffrey his Cuban name, Bezos. When Junkyard Jeffrey was 30, he borrowed money from friends and family to start a business in the garage of his rented home. He named that business after the largest river in South America. Perhaps you've heard of it. Amazon? Okay.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. Word of warning, he's a morning person.
It is a big day in history. Yes, April the 30th. Apparently, back in George Washington's day, traveling was about as much fun as it is now. The inauguration of the first president of the United States happened on April 30th in New York City, which at the time was the capital, was the center of government, New York City, as would you would think. Back in 1789, right? But he was supposed to be inaugurated earlier than that, but weather prevented everybody from getting to New York City. I mean, this was important because the Constitution required the House and Senate to count the electoral votes for president. And they certainly weren't going to start out with the first one not doing following the rules. And so they did follow the rules. There needed to be enough members present to make a quorum for them to do that, and it ended up being more than a month before enough members showed up to conduct the vote count, right? But they did. And then on April the 6th, it was quickly determined that Washington had won all 69 electoral votes. George Washington was informed of his victory and traveled to New York, and as he traveled, cheering crowds gathered to meet him and throw flowers while bells tolled in each city he went through. It must be understood that this man could have set himself up, he and his family, as a dynasty to rule this country. Easily have done that. That's how popular he was. But he knew. Now, this had never been done before. But he knew that that's the reason that they went through all of this toil and war and discussion and angst and peril and all that to bring about a new type of government. After he arrived in New York, George Washington was given the oath of office on April 30th. A crowd gathered in Federal Hall to which the oath being administered, and taking the oath, Washington went to the Senate chamber where he gave the very first inaugural address to the gathered members of both chambers of Congress. The address discussed how humbling it was to be chosen as president. Because in those days, if you were a president, you were, you know, head of the bowling club or something like that. It's true. Heads of countries were not known as presidents. Now, there's like 180 countries that call their head a president. It's very, very neat fact to look up. The address discussed how humbling it was to be chosen as president. He also illustrated how the president and Congress together shared their responsibility of preserving what he called the sacred fire of liberty.
Awesome.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
I'm just excited to tell you about a new invention. I don't know how new it is, but it's one of those things that when you hear it, you're like, what took us so long to do that? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how hard it was to do, but a big shout out to a young lady named Deja Taylor, who invented a new type of suture. What's so special about the suture? Well, it changes color to show if a wound is infected.
Wow.
And her invention has the potential to save millions of lives. Amazing. Now, she started when she was 17 years old, after her chemistry teacher showed her information about statewide science fairs. Through research, of course, she read that in developing countries, around 11% of all surgical wounds develop infection, compared to like 2 to 4 in the United States. And those infections cause serious complications and can even lead to death, of course. So in the United States, there are advanced sutures that can connect with mobile phones. Sutures can connect with mobile phones to show if a wound is infected. But in poor countries, that isn't available. All right. So isn't it amazing, though? It's just amazing. So after experimenting with different substances and compounds, of course, Deja found the perfect solution. I could tell you, but then it was beet juice. Human skin is naturally acidic, but when wounds become infected, they have a higher pH level. And Deja Taylor discovered that beet juice was a natural indicator, and when applied to a surgical suture, it would change color from bright red to dark purple. She won the science fair. No doubt. She won the regional science fairs. It's pretty amazing. She got one of the oldest STEM competitions. And today, by the way, I don't know how old she is today. Maybe she's still 17. She's the CEO of her own company. Named Woman of the Year by USA Today. Runs what she calls the head nerd brand, but she's 19 now. Yeah, she's 19 years old. So it's amazing. And again, it shows you, did God like put everything into place, into nature, for us to discover it?
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Reminding you that the world can still be funny. One of my favorite people, we go way back, because I used to do on the weekends here way back in the day. I mean, it might have even been before George Washington's time, but it was a kind of a country Southern gospel show on the weekends for an hour. And one of my favorite comedians I got introduced to was named Shonda Pierce. Now, she really took a hit losing her husband and, you know, life, stuff like that. But she is doing really well, and she's out and about addressing, being funny today, really.
It's just the craziest times we're living in. People ask me all the time, how do you stay being funny, you know, because of all the troubling things that's going on in the world? I say, well, all I do is watch Huckabee and steal his material.
Wow.
I go to church, hear something from the preacher, and then talk about him the next weekend. That's what you do as Christians. It's the Christian way. We don't gossip, we share. Some people call it prayer requests, but we know what it is.
Oh, boy.
And I learned that from my daddy. I was a preacher's kid, which would explain my career. 31 years I've been trying to make people funny, and now I'm trying to retire. People keep buying tickets. Stop.
Okay.
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Camo. I was thinking about camo earlier today. Camouflage, right? It's always outdoors. It's outdoorsy stuff, right? And you always want to hide you outdoors. I mean, I think the real test of camo would be to hide you in the Lazy Boy chair, right? Maybe they've already done that. Maybe I don't even know. Ain't nobody going to be, any people that I know, if they're able to hide in a Lazy Boy, they're not giving that secret out. Oh, no. But if you see someone wearing camouflage today, make sure you walk right into them so they know it's working.
Stop it!
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.